And I let me just get this off my chest. I was walking through our break room today, and the TV was on in our break room, okay, at my job. TV was on, and the news was on, and the news pointed out, well, they started saying stuff, and I was like, what the heck? They said it, and I'm not getting it word for word, but it's something along the lines of this. They were saying, you could tell how somebody is interesting just by the TV shows that they watch. And you could tell that they're interesting because then you'll want to date them. It was weird. It was something along the lines of that. Like, you could tell by somebody how interesting they are by, you know, if you want to date them by the TV shows that they watch. So I'm walking through and I'm like, I get a little upset. So I start telling everybody, you know what the TV said? And I was just like, what about the people that don't watch TV shows, that don't even watch TV? They like not interesting or anything? I mean, are they just like boring or something? No? How many of you watch TV shows in here? How many of you do not watch TV shows? Okay, so those are the people that I'm talking about. Are they like boring or something? No, I'm kidding. But I was like, and I started thinking, I was like, what TV shows do I watch? What TV shows do you? There's actually one TV show that, sorry, I'm over here spitting. You're going to get wet, brother. There's one TV show that we watch as a family, okay? Me, my wife, my daughter, she loves the show. I'm not lying. And I love it too. My son, he just watches it because there's certain like animals on this. So we watch this TV show, and it's called Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmerman. Y'all know what that show is? It's the bald dude, and he's just like, he'll eat just random stuff that's like good in their culture or their country or something. And you could just hear, it's like, oh, mmm. Oh, wearing a scarf. I'm like, bro, it's hot. I know you're hot because I'm hot. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, you just taste the muscle. Oh. So anyways, we watched that show, and my daughter is always like, I want to try that. It's like crab. Okay, let's go eat crab. Oh, I want to try this. Like octopus. Okay, let's go eat octopus. We just recently saw one of the episodes, and they ate alligators, and now she wants to eat alligator. I've only ate it once, but my daughter wants to try it, so let's go eat alligator. But I'm actually getting hungry off that. Who else is getting hungry? Who is hungry? Okay, a few of you. I saw a couple of people. Check this out. I'm hungry. Where's my food at? Brad, you got my food? There it is. He got my food. Who hungry around here? Let's see. We got Hungry Jack. What is that? We got some Jell-O. We got some Quaker, the Quaker guy. Real Melodies. Who's hungry? Who wants some of this? You right there? Come on. Come on up. Come up. You get to take your pick. But you have to stay up here, though. Here. You take the Jell-O? Okay. Brad will hold that. Who else is hungry? But over here. Right here. Get up. Pick one. Somebody said they're starving over here. You? Come on. Come on. Take your pick. And then the last one goes to... Dang, he wanted that pancake. Check this out. What I'm going to have you guys do is I'm going to have you guys go off to the corner, okay? What you guys are going to do in the corner is you guys are going to try to tell me what these three things have in common. Can you do that? Go. Go. You guys get 2 minutes. You guys get 2 minutes. So how's everybody else doing? Anybody else hungry around here? Oh, let me get to say that they get to take those home. So, yeah, I was trying to pick out the good stuff. I was like... That's $12. Nope. Mm-mm. I'm stepping away from that. $1.19? I'll take that Jell-O. No sugar? Okay. Only 10 calories? I guess that's okay. I hear some laughing over there. How's everybody's day going, though? Everybody going good? Yeah? Hey, let me just say that actually has to deal with the message tonight. You know? I don't know what the heck I don't know. Whatever the Holy Spirit is going to put on my heart, that's all it is. So, woo-wee. How they doing? You guys got 1 minute left. 1 minute left. You're done? Come on over here then. What does all have in calories? Does it all have calories in common? Are you sure? It has the least. What does it have in common? Just shout it out.
They all need water.
They all need water. They need H2O. Do you know what H2O stands for? I'm not saying how you spell it out. What does it actually mean? Don't spell it out for me. What does it mean? There you go. There you go. You are on your way. I don't know where you're going, but you're on your way. All right? Oh, you said it, but you said it backwards. Okay, I'll give you the credit too. There you go. And you, I don't know what you said. Give them a hand. That's some good water. If you guys want some good water, just go to the Love Rock. Their ice and hot water, bomb. Not going to lie, bomb. Drink it every week. Anyways, those three things in common, they all needed something. They all had something in common, and it was water. If you look on the ingredients things, all it says is just add water. Or it says just add boiling water. Still, just add water. So for tonight's message, you ready? Tonight's message is just add water. There you go. That's tight. Who made that? I did. That's why it's tight. Just add water. Why holy water? Let me tell you about how many of you love water? Okay, you guys see me every week, right? I, for about 80% of the time, I'm carrying this big red cup. I'm sorry, it doesn't have no liquor in it. Sorry to tell you guys, bust your bubble. It has water, okay? Shouldn't bust anybody's bubble, by the way. It has water. For 100% of the time, when you see me carrying this cup, I have water in it. I love water that much. I could drink water all day. My wife says I have a problem. I'm like, I don't think so, because all the water that I drink, that's why I sweat so much. That's my theory, by the way. So I don't know if it's true. Is it true if we drink a lot of water, we sweat a lot? Okay, well, to me it is. So I don't care what you guys say. Tell a doctor, I'll tell him back. So anyways, I love water. It's funny how I know so much about water. I did not study it in school or anything like that. I do have a friend who comes to this church. He's actually has a doctorate degree in, you know, water. He knows more about water than I do. But me and him get along and we click so good, because we just start telling stories about water and everything. And I'm like, that water tastes hard. Do you guys know what hard water means? It means it tastes hard. That's what it means. So, like, if you get, like, filtered water and you, like, taste a certain taste, and it's like, that's not filtered. That's, like, ugly filtered. That's, like, beyond not filtered. And it has, like, an ugly taste. That means that it's hard water. Like, it's hard to swallow. There you go. You guys just learned something. Amen. Give yourselves a hand. There you go. You just learned something. Anyways, I love water. Okay, let me tell you this. This is a true story, okay? You guys might hate me for this, but some of you might agree with me on this. I do not like purified water. I don't. What? You don't like purified? You mean the filtered? That's hard? No, I'm kidding. I do not like purified water. I used to. Don't get me wrong. I used to love Aquafina, Dasani, all that stuff, but my thing is, I love spring water. No lie. Can any of you think of a spring water right now off the top of your head? Bam, bombest water. Just saying, one of the bombest waters. I don't care, that thumbs down should be a thumbs up, unless you're doing thumbs down to the Dodgers. Anyways, I don't even watch baseball. We're talking about water. But I don't really like purified water. Let me tell you why. Reason why I do not really like purified water is if you wake up in the middle of the night and you know, you ever get that I'm so thirsty in the middle of the night water, like your glass, that's the name of the glass. That's the name of it. I named my own cup. That's my I get thirsty in the middle of the night water. So if you ever wake up and drink a temperatured purified water, like purified Aquafina, Dasani, anything like that that's purified, it will have a certain taste to it. It'll have a sweet taste to it. And reason is because Dasani adds 7 different types of salt just to make it taste the way it does. That's what purification, that's what purified does. They go through a whole purification process. So does spring water, but not as bad as purified water. Spring water is, it's just straight, hey, go to the river, get that fish's floaties in there. But that's how it goes to a process too. But I love spring water more than purified water. But since we are on the subject of Just Add Water, I want to take you guys somewhere. Can we do that? So if y'all brought your Bibles, let's go to John chapter 4. And before I get into this, Jesus was walking, right? They come to a city. They chill. They sit down. Disciples go one way. This lady comes up, Samaritan woman, comes up. She starts getting water out of this well, all right? She's getting it. Wah, getting it. And Jesus straight out asks her, hey, give me some water. Give me something to drink. And this lady, like, why are you asking me? Why are you asking me for some water? Like, who am I to be giving you some water? Or who are you? This and that. So we're going to pick up the story. That's pretty much where it's at. In John chapter 4, verse number 10, it starts out like this. This is Jesus. After he said, and after he told the woman, he says, if you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me and I would give you living water. You see this lady? She's over here talking to Jesus, doesn't know who she is. And he straight out tells you, woman, basically, no, I'm not going to say woman. He's probably like, girl, check this out. If you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me and I would give you living water. So he tells this woman this, and they keep going. Let's keep going. But sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket, she said, and this well is very deep. Where would you get this living water? So now she's questioning Jesus. Next one. All right. And now. That is the next one? Oh, my bad. Okay. Oh, it is. Hey, I knew that. I was seeing if you guys were paying attention. And besides, that's why I was like, why did it skip number 11? What happened? Anyways, and besides, do you think you're greater than our ancestor Jacob who gave us this well? How can you offer better water than he and his sons and his animals enjoyed? Next one. Jesus replied, anyone. Does that say only a certain group of people? No, it does not. Jesus straight out says, anyone who drinks of this water will soon become thirsty again. So he's not just saying only a certain group of people that drink from this well are going to get thirsty. He's saying anyone who drinks from this well. This well was basically made by her ancestor, which was Jacob. And he's telling anyone who drinks of this water will soon become thirsty, meaning the world. Ooh, next one. But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within. That's why I love spring water. I'm just kidding. That's, well, yeah. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life. You see right here, Jesus is telling her, if you drink the water that I give you, you're not going to be thirsty. But if you drink the water from this well that humans made, you're going to get thirsty again. Meaning your physical body, we could drink as much water as we want, and then we're going to get thirsty. But the moment you drink some of the water that Jesus has, spiritually, you're not going to get thirsty. Unless, I'll throw the unless in there, unless you go back, yourself, go back and start drinking from the world. I don't know about you guys, but me, I used to drink from the world. I used to be so thirsty, and I would drink and drink and drink from the world, and yet it wasn't satisfying. I used to party. I used to do drugs. I used to drink, not just water, other stuff. I don't want to go out there, but random people, we'll just leave it at that. And yet I wanted more because the world would give me and give me and give me and give me. But no matter how much I drank from the world,
I still wanted more. I still wanted more of it. But the moment that I grabbed a hold of Jesus, the moment that I grabbed a hold of that living spring water that Jesus is talking about, the moment that I grabbed a hold of that, everything seemed to just disappear. Not disappear, but it just went away. It started going away. Not all at once. It started gradually going away. So if you're still with me, woo. Adding Jesus, you will be satisfied. Adding Jesus to your life, adding that living water that Jesus has for you, will leave you satisfied. It will. Because some of us are searching in the world. Some of us say, here, let me put this out there. Some of us say that we give Jesus our all, but yet we're still holding stuff behind us. We're still holding stuff in our closet. I'm just saying, can I put that out there? Can I be honest with y'all? Some of you are like, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, I love you. Jesus, oh, giving you my all. And now you're, I don't need to raise my hand. What do I need to raise my hand for? Why? Jesus, 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 Jesus. Nah, I'm too old for that now. That's nothing to me now. Nah, I'm just coming because my parents bring me. No. The moment that you truly, truly drink from Jesus, you will be satisfied. And I'm going to tell you this, because it's true. Walk out to our courtyard. Walk out to our courtyard. Right after service. They're probably going to hate me for this. And I challenge each and every one of you. Walk up to somebody, a random person, not here. I'm talking about somebody from the main sanctuary. Walk up to a random person. Walk up to a random group and ask them, how was your life without Jesus? And they'll tell you where they were. They'll tell you what they did. And then they'll go ahead and tell you, the moment that I had Jesus, the moment that I drank from him, is the moment that my life was satisfied. No more was I drinking from the world, but I started drinking from the living springs of water. There you go. Matter of fact, you can ask any one of our leaders here. Ask any one of our leaders. Look, turn around. Look at all them. Look at them. Beautiful faces, mustaches, and everything. They all got a story like that. They could all tell you who they were before Jesus. They could all tell you the caca water. Can I say caca water from the world? Y'all know what caca water is? It's caca water. Can I say that? Too late. I said it. They're going to fire me next week. That water that the world is offering is no good. It's not. It's no good. It's not good for you. It probably has calories. I don't know if you guys care about that stuff. I really don't, but anyways. It's no good. It's not good for you. But Mark, fine. What do you got to say? But Mark, I can't leave him. I like to do what he says because otherwise he's going to leave me. But Mark, what? But Mark, she says she loves me. She's my one and only, Mark. You don't know. But Mark, what? Now what's your problem? But Mark, I just love doing worldly stuff. I just love what it has to offer. It just satisfies me so much. Yeah, but it doesn't satisfy you in the long run. No, it doesn't. It does not. Just like Jesus said, told the Samaritan woman, if you drink from him, you will have everlasting life. You will have that pure, fresh, satisfying, bubbling water that he speaks of. If you're still with me, let's go to Psalms 107, verse number 9. I love this one. It says, for he satisfies the longing soul. Who is he? God. For he satisfies the longing soul. What is your soul longing for? Is it longing for attention? Is it longing maybe for reputation at school? What is your soul longing for? Is your soul longing for a significant other? Get that out your head. Is your soul longing for this water that the world has to offer? Get that out of your head. Because it says right here, for he satisfies the longing soul. He, meaning God. God will satisfy everything that you need. God is that water. Just add it to your life. Add a little bit of it. Add a little bit of him to your life. For he satisfies the longing soul and it fills the hungry soul with goodness. Woo, I love that. Just add a little bit. That's why the title of this message is Just Add Water. It's a funny story how this came about. Growing up, my parents, they weren't really rolling in money, but yet they weren't really, you know, without money. They were like in between, like without money and I don't know. We'll just say they were without money. There we go. I'm not afraid to say it. And there was times where I'd be taking a shower and I'm ready to wash my hair and there ain't no shampoo. Can I get a witness, somebody? You ever been in that situation? Like, now what the heck do I know? For those of you that do not raise your hand, y'all just rolling in shampoo, huh? Wish I was like that. I wish we would have had body wash. Then I could have used that. But every time when it came to me ready to take a shower, there was always no shampoo. My brothers, my sisters, they would always use it. And there was also no hot water either. I don't like hot water. But there was always really no shampoo. So I'd yell out, Mom! What? You again? It's me, your fourth son. Mom, what? There's no more shampoo. Put water in it. Anybody? Put water in it. What? I said put water. Door was closed and the seal came through. How'd the chocolate come through a closed door? I don't know. Put water. And shake it a little bit. There, Mira, now you got suds. Put it in your hair. Hurry up. Even hand soap. There's like nothing coming out. Why isn't it coming out? Because there's no soap. Duh. Well, what'd I do, Mom? Put water. Just add water. That's how this message came about. You don't believe me? Me and my wife, she gets mad. Because I grew up, hey, you better make your stuff last. You better put some water in it. Better add some water. We run out of hand soap and we forget to go to the store. Guess what's in the hand soap bottle? Water. There, now you got some. Guess what's in the shampoo? Water. You just got to shake it. Shake it. There, now you got shampoo. You don't believe me? You could walk right after this service and you could go ask her, does he really put water in the shampoo and soap? She'll be like, oh my gosh, yes. Did he say that? I bet you he was probably carrying his red cup too. I thought that was her walking in. Woo. I got scared for a little bit. She'll tell you. Yes, there's water in there. But check this out. We need to add that living water. We need to add Jesus. Just add a little bit of Jesus to your life. And I guarantee you, you will be satisfied. Even if it's just a little bit, amen? Even if it's just a little tiny hair, God will do something with that, amen? So before we go into the next, I won't say point, I'll say bullet point or bullets. Is that what they're calling? Huh? Bullet. 18. But, no. Before we, that's too old for y'all.
Before we go into the next one, we got some questions for you guys. So if you guys could stand up real quick. How many people per group? 4 to 5? 5. We'll do 5 to 6. 5 to 6 people per group. And please, please add water and please shake it up. Step away from your friends and everything and join another group, please. It'll make you guys, I guarantee you guys will be satisfied.
How many of you enjoy those questions? If you notice, question 1 and question 3, the same exact thing every time. I believe the reason is because we really want to know how you're doing. We really want to know how your week's been. Because if you guys are hurting, and so are we. If you guys are going through something, we're going through it too. Love that. I love Joelle too. Thank you. There's something. Where are my 9 a.m. Sunday morning people at? Raise your hand. So you second service people really don't get this then. Because I rarely preach at second service. But for the past couple weeks, I've been on. You guys ever seen the movie Titanic? One of my favorite movies ever. One of my favorite movies ever. I could watch that thing from the beginning to end. I don't care how long it is. I cry every time. I do get teary-eyed. Look at my wife. What? I like this movie. Good old Jack. He could have kicked Rose off that door. I'm just saying. They both could have fit. But since we're talking about water, there's this point, there's this part in the movie, and I love it. You see Rose running. You see Jack behind her. His parted hair. They go to the front of the ship. I'm bringing this up because me and Boyd do this all the time. Well, weekends. So you 9 a.m., y'all know what I'm about to do. I need a volunteer. You rose your hand. Hey, you did it on Sunday too. I love this movie. You already know what I'm gonna ask you, but for them, hold me. Hold me, bro. Lower. Lower your hands. Put it on my waist, bro. Those are my hips. Put it down. Put it down. Hold me. Tell me you'll never let go. Put your arms out. Wait. Put them out. Fly with me. No? Love you. Somebody who said that? You know I love you. You know I love you. I love you, man. Do you know that? I loved you since you were like this tall. Since you were in my cabin at camp. Hold on. Since you were in my cabin at camp. You're a little 7th grader. And you went into 8th, 9th, 10th. And then now I'm not a cabin leader anymore. But God has something for you, bro. He does. And I know I tell you all the time, bro, because it's true. It's true. But you need to add that water. Because you're adding some other stuff. You need to add Jesus to that situation. But before we start crying, you need to hold me. Not front, bro. Hold my waist. Tell me you'll never let go.
I'll never let go, Jack.
You're not holding me by my waist, bro. Not my stomach. Your fingers are going into my belly button. I don't think we have time. I don't think we have time. Fine, one more. Hurry up. Come on. Tell me you'll never let me go. Don't hold my belly button. Play it, Joel. Play it. Where's Gladys? Gladys plays the song and everything on Sunday mornings. Hold me. Ow. Pinch me. Are you flying with me? Love you, man. Isn't it good that we come into church? Anybody else want to hold me over here? Why you point at him, bro? Kidding, I'm kidding. We all fun. We all having fun. We all having fun. Thank you. I love that. Because we can have fun in church. We can. You add a little bit of Jesus to your life. And here comes point number two. Yes, I said point. I don't like saying point. Point number two. Adding Jesus to your life. You will be changed. Changed. Change. It's a word a lot of us don't like to hear. I'm going to raise my hand right now. Why is he raising his hand? I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. Kidding. I was one to never ever like change. I love things the way they are. I love things the way they used to be. I love things that were simple. I love things that were part of the world. And I hated change. I hated to be changed. When I met Jesus Christ, and I found out everything that was going to go away, things that he told me that I needed to let go, I hated it. I hated change. But now I could tell you, and I could stand up here, that I love it. Because just adding a little bit of Jesus to your life, just adding a little bit, can change your life. Just like it changed my life. Just like it changed every one of the youth leaders here. Their life, just like it changed everybody who was in that courtyard walking out of the main sanctuary, just like it changed their life, just adding a little bit of that water that Jesus has, it can change your life. So, teens, tonight, just add water. Just add. You're going through something? Just add water. But Mark, I love him. I don't want to let him go. Just add water. But Mark, I love her. She's my first love, my only love. She's my heart. Just add water. But Mark, my friends always want me to do this. Just add water. But Mark, I like to do this. Just add water. So this week, when you go, whether you're in school or you're going home, whatever you're doing, you're still on break, just remember, just add water. But Mark, how do I do that? You add a little bit of Jesus to it, or add a lot. Add everything. Give your whole life to him. Give your whole heart to him. That's what he's looking for. He is looking for your whole heart. He wants all of you, not just a little bit. He wants everything. But Mark, I'm so messed up inside. I've been drinking from the world. I've been drinking and adding that type of water. It doesn't matter. God will accept you and will take you exactly how you are. And you needed somebody to tell you that. So maybe you never given God all your heart, all your life. Maybe you never added some of this water to your life. And you want to do it. You're ready for a change. You're ready to be satisfied. You're ready to be changed. Well, start tonight. Start right now. Start with that change. Start with that water. But Mark, what are my friends going to think? What are my homies going to think? Just add water. Because at the end of this life, it's just you and God, and that's it. It's just you and Him. Your homies aren't going to be there. Your friends are not going to be there. Your family is not going to be there. It's going to be you and God one-on-one. And He's either going to tell you, go away from me, I do not know you, leave here, or He's going to welcome you into the kingdom. Because there's two places you're going to end up at the end of this life. One eternity, but two places. There's heaven and there's hell. Where are you going to end up? Heaven or hell? And I can tell you right now, your friends are not going to be there to answer for you. Your family ain't going to be there to answer for you. This is between you and God and nobody else.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.